Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Tracy.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I know. The sun was out a little bit, so.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It sure is dark in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. I did notice that too. I thought, that can't be 6:45. It must be 4:45.
Yeah, it must be 4:45. It must be 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It feels like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. But we do the fall back thing. So at some point, we do get an extra hour of sleep, some weird magical brain trickster way.
I know. I'm very much looking forward to that. Except then it's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. I know. There's a trade-off.
You win some, you lose some. Yeah. That's right.
It's just so weird.
It's part of life.
Yeah. This whole concept of an extra hour of sleep. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's a gift to you. It's not really.
Lovely. Speaking of gifts.
Speaking of.
Yeah. I want to thank you and the District Arts Council for taking on the 150 Voices Project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome. Mm. It's a pleasure, but we certainly haven't accomplished it yet.
It's a big job. It's a really big job. So as our listeners may know, next year is Canada's 150th birthday.
Yeah, it's a biggie.
It is a biggie.
It's the centennial of our time, right?
It's the centennial of our time, yep. I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. For those of us who weren't there in 67.
Yeah.
Well,
for those of us
who won't be there
in
the next 67.
That's right.
Yes.
This is it. We better enjoy it.
That's why it's important.
Yeah.
And so we talk a lot about, it's about recognizing our heritage and our history, but for me, it's also about talking about the future. And who better to talk about the future than
the kids,
young people?
Yeah,
right. So, this was something Mayor Cooper thought would be really interesting, was to get people on video talking about why they love Salmon Arm.
Yeah,
and as the idea kind of moved through the process, it turned into 150 Voices, mm-hmm. which it will be.
Yeah,
that would be the title. From 150 community members, yep. But it will be produced and directed and by
youth.
Our youth.
Yes, so by people aged 15 to 21.
Yeah, if you know a 15 to 21-year-old, and I hope that everybody knows at least one.
I hope so.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Tell them about this. And it's not just about collecting the interviews, because this is an art project.
Yes.
That was the one thing about taking this on. It had to be an art project. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to be historically documenting and everything else, but it's another thing to do a collaborative art project that includes multimedia, you know, opportunities and ways for kids to learn technical skills that make it fun.
Because that's what they're going to need in the future.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they want to enjoy it, right? You don't want to have to say, okay, come and learn how to teach a robot how to measure wood, mm-hmm. right? Like I think you've pointed out that workplace applicable skills aren't fun yet.
They aren't necessarily sexy, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both have teenagers. And in my experience, you know, they want to dream big. They want to be the superstar.
Yeah. They want to animate for Disney.
They want to animate for Disney, right? Yeah. They don't start at the
video games.
Want to build a buy now button for a website. Boring, right? They want to do big things. Yeah. So my approach has always been, okay, well, then let's pretend we're doing a big thing.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You want to write a movie? Write a movie. Mm-hmm. You want to create an animated character? Create an animated character. Those are the things they want to do. They want to be game developers. They want to, right? They want to have like a bazillion followers on YouTube. I mean, these kids are...
Isn't it funny that that's a career path now?
Absolutely.
You could be a YouTuber.
That's right. Oh, and you know what? I can't think of a kid I know that doesn't want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
YouTube. There's some great stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. But I mean...
Great Mythical Morning. Hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, in our time, I guess it would be like watching... I don't know. I'm thinking of a morning show that I don't remember read or watching any morning shows when I was that age. But
Norm Perry on Canada AM.
Maybe, yeah. Canada AM. Yeah. That would
Valerie
be that's
Pringle
what that
on
is.
Midday.
Yes,
yeah,
there
right?
We go.
Yeah.
So that would be their equivalent.
Sure. Just like we would have wanted to do that, but you know, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Because I mean, who had a video camera?
I know, but now.
But now. So they have all these tools, mm-hmm. and they have very grandiose dreams. And I say, okay, let's do it, right? And so to me, 150 voices is that opportunity for those dreamers out there to dream big and learn the skills to do it. I mean, talk about a resume enhancing project.
Yes, definitely.
Right. And we need to think about that too. Like, I know teenagers, I know it seems to be a current theme today, but, you know, they want to work and they want to have a job and they want to have money and they want to do this and they want to do that. But I really, if we can keep them from that for a little bit and teach them the value of meaningful work. And, yeah. You know, if you can put a project like this on a resume, you know what? It's going to be easier to get hired at McDonald's. It will.
Yeah. Well, and also you might be able to skip a couple of steps in terms of,
yeah,
you know, the working your way up the ladder in some industry, sure, like animation or, you know, any kind of video game, absolutely, design. Like, it's, oh, you worked on these kinds of things? Yeah. You've got that kind of reference?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we'll try you in here then.
It's like a, what are those Monopoly cards? Community chance, right? If you, yeah, serve your community, it gives you a chance,
yeah, yeah,
to maybe go straight to the thing.
Yeah. And you, so, never know. That's right. Like, you never know what doors it opens.
No, absolutely not.
So, yeah, you got to go through it when, totally, it, when it presents, yeah, itself.
So if you know a 15 to 21 year old,
yeah, okay, so just to give you an outline though, after, like, the 150 voices are going to be collected in interview format. So kids are going to be out there asking people of all backgrounds, all ages, all, you know, careers, all, yeah, everything.
Absolutely diverse.
Yeah, a diverse selection.
A diverse of diversity of diversiveness.
Yes.
Yes.
And setting up their own little devices on a little tripod. We've got little, these little Gribbit tripod thingies to lend out. And we've also got a device that we can lend out. So anybody that doesn't have a device, seems like everybody's got one attached to their back pocket. But if they don't, we've got a lender. And so what they do is they're going out and taking 5-10 minutes to ask 5 questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 questions.
Yeah. 5 questions of these subjects. And one of them is, you know, why do you love Canada?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the one thing that you wish the world knew about Canadians?
Mm.
You know, a couple of things like that, right?
Cool.
So, yeah. So those answers are going to be compiled into segments. So there'll be quite a rapid fire sequence of answers from these people. And then in between all of those will be animated sequences. And that's where the art really lies. And we have 2 animators within our community willing to teach these skills to, yes, kids.
Trained professionals.
Yeah. Yes. And I think that's the difference here. And that's actually why we're raising some funds to do this, why we're asking for executive producers for this movie so that we can pay the professionals to teach these kids real skills.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just saying, okay, you guys go out and use what you know and figure it out on YouTube and just do it. We're saying, no, there's actually ways to conduct yourself in this industry and here's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ones is classical animation, the workshop we're offering with Curtis Horsberg. It's absolutely free for kids to take. We've got only 8 spots. It's 4 Saturdays running consecutively starting on October 29th,
mm-hmm,
from 2 till 5 in the afternoon. And the kids even get a light table, a portable little light table that they can take home and work. So classical animation is the drawn one, right?
Yes.
The flip and everything. And Curtis Horsberg did a piece that's on the National Film Board site called Fugue, F-Y-O-O-G. And it's a combination of stop motion and classical animation. So it's a really good showpiece in terms of how to blend the different animation styles. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so kids will get some classical animation training and then be encouraged to produce a piece for the film. Then we've got Nikki Weber, who is, we're very lucky to have as an employee at the Art Center, who has her BFA in stop motion animation, but she specializes in stop motion. And so she's going to run the stop motion workshop also on 4 consecutive Saturdays that start on November 12th. And that's going to be 10 till 1. And the same thing, the kids can take home their equipment and work during the week and come back the next Saturday. And,
mm-hmm,
and then they'll be encouraged to produce a piece for the film. So we should have at least 16 pieces, wow, of animation for this film.
Fantastic.
And then any kid out there that is doing animation that wants to submit, they can.
Yes.
It's an open source kind of a, mm-hmm, thing. So those are the 2 main animation parts. And then the technical part, we've got 2 kids. We've got this really amazing Aiden Clark, who's already done a lot of video work. He's grade 9.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems crazy that, oh, yeah, I've got years of experience.
Years of experience.
And then, of course, we have Matthew Richmond, yeah, who's our technical support team.
That's right.
And, like, these are just kids who have been, I guess they've grown up with the technology. So, mm-hmm, it's second nature to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're there on hand to help with
all the... Definitely digital natives.
Yes.
Yes.
To help with all the technical stuff. They helped with that first workshop with sound, lighting, you know, how to... just making sure that you're going to produce the best product, right, in terms of the interview. And then I helped them learn about how to ask questions so that people answer in the form of a sentence, mm-hmm. and how to compose it, how to set the interview up so there's no clutter behind and things like that. So between the three of us, we kind of held this little workshop to do that. So I think the skills that we're imparting onto these kids will be actually really,
really critical. Important.
Yeah. And there will be post-production work too, like all the editing. We'll have a team of editors. And if you're a kid between 15 and 21 who loves to spend hours in your dark basement editing on your computer, come and talk to me.
I know.
Because I got a job for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I have to volunteer Matthew for that too.
Well, I know at this point it is kind of a voluntary thing.
Yes.
But...
No, I think volunteer is the best work experience there is.
Yeah. But I'm hoping to have a few little rewards for them at the end, too. Yeah. Because I think it's important to acknowledge their...
You don't need to incentivize. I mean, I think the project itself has to be the big ticket. But it certainly is always nice to have a thank you and a...
Yeah. Well, I think that kids are motivated by
sure. So if you're a business owner out there and you have gift cards that, you know, teenagers might be interested in, you know, that would certainly be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Because it is, you know, a $10,000
at least
cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it will have a major impact on many lives of
it
young
will.
People. So.
And then we're looking at a legacy for Sam and Arm.
I think so too.
It's, I mean, once we premiere this on April 30th, That's we'll have right. a big premiere event at the Classic.
Yeah.
Then it can be available to show at other events.
Other events?
Maybe we'll project it on the side of a mountain or
Absolutely.
Something.
Other festivals?
Yes.
That'd TIFF. Be fun. We could send it to TIFF.
We could totally send it to TIFF.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
all
we'll
right.
make
so this
some
is
big
star
plans.
Making power.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So there are $1,500 executive producer sponsorships available now. Mm-hmm. Phone your local gallery.
Yes.
Please. Yeah. So I feel like that's what I'm doing lately is just going around saying, would you like to give some money for Canada 150? Would you like to give some money for
Welcome
Canada
to my world because I feel like I'm doing that all the time for exhibition sponsorships and WOW sponsorships. And now I've got another special project, which is fine. We do this all the time. But I also feel like... Okay, if you want to spend $300, you do this. If you want $500, this. $1,500, this. Right?
$50, $100, $150.
Yeah.
You know, there is no... Every contribution matters.
It does.
And speaking of which, the community foundation, the Shuswap Community Foundation, received $5,000 from the Canadian Community Foundation. And they matched the $5,000. And now there's a stream of $10,000 available to nonprofits to apply for a Canada 150 project. So that's 10 grants of $1,000. Mm-hmm. And if you can show that you're contributing $1,000 either in cash or in kind, and you meet the meet the criteria, you too could have a little bit of extra money for your Canada 150.
Yeah.
Project. So I encourage all groups to think about that.
Yeah, that's important because the more little pieces of the puzzle you can put together, you know, the easier it is for everybody.
Sure. And we're weaving a tapestry of celebration here, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we need people to organize things and we need people to participate in things, right?
Yeah.
And we need people to contribute things. So that's how parties work.
That's right. That's the community.
That's right.
Today on Artscape, we're talking about Canada 150.
Yay!
Some of the really special projects that Sam and Arm is carrying on with. Mm-hmm. And we're thrilled that Canada 150 committee exists at the City Hall level. Thank you, Louise, for spearheading that and leading that as a very effective chair.
Well, meetings are 1 hour and there's no time for complaining or criticizing, only compliments.
Yeah. I love your meetings.
Well, I mean, I think I learned that during Sam and Arm Centennial.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people at the table. And I would say, okay, we only have an hour. So if you have a complaint or a criticism, talk to me about it after. But we're here to talk about plans and compliments. Yeah.
And how
and
to
so
help
it
each
kept
other.
So it kind of kept the vibe, you know, lighter and happier. And people go to meetings basically for three things. A, they want to make a contribution. Mm-hmm. B, they want to have fun. And C, they'd like some sort of recognition.
Yeah.
And People might not admit that, but that's, you know, demonstrated over and over again. This is why we contribute.
Yeah.
So the fun piece is often overlooked. We laugh a lot at our meetings. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of meetings.
No. They're mostly, you know, yeah, you go to a meeting because you have to get down to business and do some serious decision making.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay to laugh and have a giggle.
Yeah. But this is a very much about sharing information and encouraging each other and adding to ideas. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
And marking the year as the year we did that thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because I look back to 2005. There's a lot of stuff that happened in 2005 that we still benefit from today.
Yeah.
So the multiplier effect of all of these groups coming together saying, okay, I'm in, it makes a big difference, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things we did is, as a committee, and I don't know that there's a lot of municipalities taking this approach. So groups are doing their own thing. But because it's a federal initiative, it's hard for municipalities to say, oh, okay, I'll put money into that. Because mm-hmm. we already are, you know, there's a lot of downloading going on. You guys pay for that. You guys pay for that.
Yeah.
So we have to be mindful of that. It's not our anniversary. It's a federal anniversary. Mm-hmm. So how much money do we put into it? And my view is if we work together, we don't necessarily need that much money mm-hmm. because the various groups are doing their thing. So we're just there to kind of be the center of the bicycle wheel and say, hey, you need round tables? They got round tables, right?
Yeah.
You're doing a thing on this day? Well, if you guys do your thing on that day, then not everybody will get to go. So there's been a couple of examples already of groups working together to change dates to be able to accommodate the other group because sometimes the worst possible outcome is everything happens on the one day.
Right.
So when we were at the fair, we had a booth at in Memory Lane at the fair about this. Most people thought Canada 150 was only July 1st.
Oh.
But.
Wow. Well, that would be horrendous to pack it all on one day.
It's a lot for one day. Now, there will be things on July 1st, lovely things, the Children's Festival. We're talking about an opening ceremony, a historical procession, pancake breakfast, you know, the whole.
Yeah.
The whole works. We're also thinking about a red and white picnic at Canoe Beach.
Mm. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some modest celebratory moments. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be really fun to map out a maple leaf and get people in red to stand in the middle and people in white. And then send a drone with a, what do you call it, GoPro.
Yeah.
And take a few shots and see what we get. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be so cool.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Hashtag Canada 150.
That's right. That's right. But really, it starts, January 1st.
Yeah.
And it ends December 31st.
Right.
So how many, moments can we pack in? I'm hoping quite a few.
Yeah. Can we talk about the way that you've structured the whole year? Like, I love how the months are all representing a different sort of aspect of Canadian life.
Yeah. So we really wanted to make it manageable for groups because the truth is many community groups already do something once a year.
And it's only about enhancing what they already
do.
Because you don't, in a way, inventing a new event, creating any new project is so much work.
So
much resources and time and effort and planning. If you can just enhance the thing you already do.
Yes.
Way easier.
It makes much more sense.
Yeah.
Logistically, strategically, all of those reasons. So what we thought is we'd organize the year into 12 months and 12 themes. So the pitch so far is January would be winter sports, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the polar plunge on January. Imagine what a great way to start.
Yeah.
A 150, right?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I would do it.
Really?
Yes, I would. Totally would.
Okay. If you do it.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to say I'll do it, but if you do it, I might do it.
Okay. Bring a house coat and winter boots. That's all I can say. Yeah. I did it once before. It's very exciting. It's a great way to start, to mark the start of a new year.
God, I'm already cold.
Yeah. And then there's the loppet, of course.
Yes.
And then there's the pirate loppet.
Right.
And then there's unplug and play. So there's a number of activities already going on around that theme.
Yes.
But if there was another group that thought, hey, we want to do something, and we're a sporty bunch, well, let's do it in January.
Yeah.
I would love to see us make better use of the facilities we have. How fun would it be to have a broomball game at the fall fairgrounds?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that complicated.
Yeah.
You just need someone to say, hey, we're going to take that on.
Yeah.
And the benefit is it's an opportunity for all of these groups to bump up their fundraising a little bit.
Yeah.
right?
True.
Sell some hot chocolate, you know, charge by admission by donation. You know, you could walk away with $1,000, $1,500
yeah.
and you're creating great memories. So yeah. February, of course, in the province is always Heritage Month.
Okay.
So the Heritage Commission met yesterday. There's always an event at Piccadilly Mall involving Haney and Okanagan Historical Society, as well as the Heritage Commission. So, you know, we're going to amp it up a bit for 150. So that'll be fun, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get little kids to go to seniors' homes and sing O Canada. They love that.
Yeah.
And bring along some red and white cupcakes. As I say, it doesn't have to be a big deal. It just has to be small, significant moments. Of course, March, we called Made in Canada. And because I think we all feel better when we recognize, hey, we made that. That mm-hmm. was awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the background behind that is kind of the makerspace idea. Yeah. I would love for people to just post online, I crocheted a doily, or I knit a pair of socks, mm-hmm. or I made a birdhouse, or what have you.
Yeah.
You know, I just...
Can I just point out something that ties in with
makerspace opportunities.
Yeah.
And it's March break, so hey,
yeah.
that's the best time, right?
That's true. So at the gallery, of course, that will be our beginning of the Long Dash exhibition.
Yes.
So that opens in the first week of March. But part of that is a community project called 150 Toques.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So you can make a toque and have it in the show, right?
We're aiming for...
Yeah, yeah, for 150.
Well, there you go. So that's good, because I was worried about March. So now I don't have to worry about that one so much. So then April is, I'm just looking at the time here. Oh, we're good. April is trails and trees.
Yeah.
Because April's when we start fixing up the trails for the season and planting new trees. So we're hoping groups who are so inclined would either sign up for a workshop on how to help build the trail and maintain the trail, and or contribute to some tree planting.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. And so if you're a group that is at all involved with that kind of thing, that is a time to do a celebratory event.
Totally.
Right?
Hiking group, normal scouts, guides, you know. So we're just trying to hook you up with a good time of year to do your thing.
Yes.
May, of course, is always bike month. Right? Yep. I mean, I love the idea of little kids riding their bike to school, like the biking school bus concept, you know. There's all kinds of opportunities there. June is waterways and paddling. Mm-hmm. And June is very exciting because SARP, with the help of Aspiral, is fixing those beautiful teak boats that came from China and Taiwan, the dragon boats. And they'll be ready then.
Yeah.
And they're going to Vancouver.
It's a huge, amazing event that they're planning.
Yeah. So there will
they're actually taking a flotilla. Boating.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. What's that called when you boat down the rivers all the way to somewhere? Oh. It's a thing,
right? It's not a flotilla, but it's like that.
Yeah. What is the word? Come on.
It'll come to us. We'll look it up.
Somebody
in the break.
Somebody will tweet us.
But it's an enormous project and a fantastic legacy for Salmon Arm and the paddling community and our relationship with Chinese Canadians and our relationship with First Nations. And so it, you know, I'm not going to, anyway, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So there I had a Donald Trump moment. It's a big, big deal. It's going to be terrific. But I won't say what the final end goal is, except to say that I'm so proud of the work that Ted Crouch and his team
Absolutely.
And SARP are doing. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah. They're capturing worldwide attention with this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It could be the single biggest legacy of the whole year, I think. Now, July is family and friends. We talked about the picnic, the children's festival. But it's also the opening of the Montebello building at Haney.
Right.
Which has, you know, that's a million plus project.
Yeah.
All fundraised from the community. Mm-hmm. A beautiful sort of message from the past. Recreating those famous businesses that were in that building. Mm-hmm. And it doubles as a very important archival space. Mm-hmm. So it's set to open July 9th.
Right.
And super excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Then September would be Harvest Month, of course, and the Salmon Arm Fair.
You missed August.
Oh, August. Why do I always do that? Oh, I should keep okay. August to the end.
Okay.
I'm going to keep August to the end.
Okay, okay.
October would be Neighbor Month. It's also Fire Safety Week, so I'd love for neighborhoods to gather at the fire station.
And neighborhood barbecues.
Absolutely, yeah. Because there's four fire stations, and there's really four sections of town. Canoe, yeah. Uptown, Downtown, Glen Eden.
Yeah.
So throw open the doors of the fire hall, have a barbecue, get to know your neighbors, yeah. Thank your firefighters for their service, yeah. And raise a little money, yeah. Right?
And maybe that's another opportunity, if it's Neighbors Month, mm-hmm. Maybe you can do your own neighborhood project.
Absolutely.
There's all these little sort of historical, you know, the stories of how neighborhoods came to be. Go out and talk to your neighbors.
Totally.
There's always people that have lived there for 40 some years, yes. Who know how this thing developed, whose land this used to be, where was the orchard house.
Exactly.
Right?
And they have great stories to
yeah.
tell.
So yeah. Maybe doing a community booklet or yeah. something that shares the
stories.
Wonderful.
The story of each neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. We're going to put that on the list, each
okay.
neighborhood. So November is Community Champions. Of course, it's tied around the Legion and Remembrance Day. Mm-hmm. So the Legion is working on a project involving flags and just celebrating our heroes.
Yeah.
December would be community giving, because I really feel yeah. like it's not about how much fun we had during the year. It's the legacy we leave the year mm-hmm. after. But to go back to August. August is?
Arts and culture.
Arts and culture, because it's already the culture crawl downtown.
Yeah.
And,
for the whole month.
Yeah. And so we amp it up a bit.
Yep.
And that's where, you know, the idea of maybe showing a movie on Bastion Mountain.
Yeah.
If we could find the sponsorship. I think we know what the technology would involve. It is kind of a hefty price tag, but it could still be done. And that would be a great invitation to our neighbors to come and see what we're about at Canoe Beach, you know.
Yeah.
A couple nights, two, three nights, maybe four, maybe five. And see a film displayed on the...
Yeah.
The face of Bastion Mountain. Big dream. Might not happen. Might not happen right away. But August would be the time to yeah. take on something like that.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. And also, I just want to point out, like, all summer long, there's usually a whole raft of events, too. Like, for instance, Wednesday on the Wharf would continue through
yeah.
June, July, and August.
And so, 25th anniversary of Roots and Blues.
Right. Yeah. So there's, like, so many yeah. events. But all of those events are being amped up too mm-hmm. for Canada 150, mm-hmm. so you kind of have to watch.
Yeah,
for cool
and there's
things
community
like that.
Concerts, and there's the community band, and Jake Jacobson, Burt Revel, all of those groups are coming together to have celebratory
yeah.
events.
So you have to look. I mean, you'll have to find your thing, right?
Yes,
and then
theater,
look for,
Ozone Theater in Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
All kinds of sports tournaments. I mean, it's going to be busy, busy, busy.
Yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, but all
yeah.
this will actually be listed on several
yes.
places,
yeah.
cities, site, the Shoes Up events, mm-hmm. like all that kind of stuff. So you'll be able to find it. It's just mm-hmm. that there's going to be
a Facebook page
and lots of opportunity for gathering. And
yes.
that for me, that is my big thing. That was one thing I learned in Europe. All these opportunities to gather it's important.
Mm-hmm.
We need to connect,
mm-hmm.
right? Today on Artscape, we are talking about Canada 150.
That's right.
The big year-long celebration mm-hmm. of Canada's 150th birthday that happens in 2017. In case you didn't know.
Sesquicentennial.
That's
a mouthful.
Yeah.
That's why I call it 150.
Yeah.
yeah. And a lot of people remember 125.
Yeah.
And some people remember the centennial.
Yeah.
And so we, like at the fair when I was there, I would talk to people and they were like, I remember I was 12 and 125 and I wore a red dress and I went to the park and I saw fire. You know, like people
yeah.
have very vivid memories of these
yeah.
things. And as someone pointed out to me yesterday, kids who are below 20 don't ever remember this.
No.
Right? So we need to make this a moment for them, mm-hmm. right? So it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be meaningful.
Yes, yes, exactly. And that's what I mean about community gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if we don't connect, it's the single most important factor in terms of your lifelong happiness
mm-hmm.
is your connection to other humans.
Mm-hmm.
We have to present opportunities for connection.
Yes.
Because we're really car-oriented, house-oriented people. We do like to be inside of boxes.
Our little, yeah. Stationary bubble and mobile bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and our mobile devices. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to present the opportunity and we have to make sure that we actually get off our mm-hmm. tushies and go yeah. to these things.
So it can be a personal goal. Like for me, a personal goal would be to visit every province. Mm. I haven't seen them. I have never been to Newfoundland. I've never been to the territories ever.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be a great goal.
Yeah.
Will I make it work? I don't know. You know, I've been to Saskatchewan, but only through it. I haven't actually. I stopped for lunch. That's about it.
Saskatchewan is beautiful.
Of course, like, it's beautiful.
You get off
right?
the Trans-Canada, yeah. and it's like a whole different world.
Yeah. yeah. Or maybe it could be write the story of your family in Canada.
Yeah.
Or share the story of your family in Canada with your grandchildren. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be necessarily for the rest of the city. It can be for you personally, for yeah. your family.
Yeah. Well, you should have a family yeah. Canada 150 thing.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do for Canada 150? We thought about a road trip. We thought,
yeah.
we have not gone on a road trip since, well, when we used to homeschool the kids, we used to always go off in September, right? Because that yeah. was when it wasn't so crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
yeah.
since the kids have been in public school, we haven't done that.
No, or go to Ottawa is going to be obviously the place to be. There's all kinds of things happening in Ottawa, very exciting. Sculpture, interpretive artworks, performances. This is a huge mechanical spider thing that's coming from France. Like, it's just
what?
Like totally oh out there. So it isn't just about heritage and history. It's also about the future, right? What
yeah.
does the future look like?
Yeah.
So the other thing you could do, I mean, all of the national parks will be free.
Oh,
during 2017. So if nice. You've never been, and a lot of people have never been, or they've driven through but never stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been through Glacier National Park 100 times. Yeah. I've never stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I've stopped at Lake Louise. I've stopped at Banff. I yeah. went to Jasper. I was there for like an hour. So yeah. that's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. Explore.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's free for 2017.
That's exciting.
So, yeah. So the other things you can do is join the committee. The committee is perfectly open. Everyone is welcome. We meet the second Tuesday of every month at 2 p.m. at City Hall. Mm-hmm. And you can find out dates and times and events on the Facebook page.
Is it the second Tuesday? The second Thursday?
Oh, I'm sorry. Second Thursday. See, there I go. it's the Salmon Arm 150
yeah.
committee.
So mostly, now here's what I've noticed.
Salmon Arm Canada 150 committee on yeah. Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I've noticed is that at these meetings, it's mostly the organization's leaders that come and kind of update everybody on what's happening. And then occasionally people just randomly who want to participate show up, and they kind of think, oh, maybe I don't like belong here because it's all these organizations. But in fact, it's a great way to connect with the other organizations in terms of what you might be interested in and what you want to do to help.
Yeah, and you don't have to be on a board of directors or
yeah.
you don't. You can. We had Eric and Benta, community volunteers, popped into the last meeting, and they said, "You know, whatever you need, let us know. We're happy to help."
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
it's important to connect.
You need volunteers, mm-hmm. right? You don't necessarily have to plan an event, but
yeah.
if you put your hand up to say, "I'll help with that," so Eric and Benta are going to help me with the red and white picnic at Canoe Beach if that's what yeah. council decides it wants to do.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that. And it was great to see them. I hadn't seen them in a long time, yeah. probably since, you know, last fall.
Yeah.
So there's join the committee. You can plan an event. It can be for your family, your friends, your neighborhoods, your community or your community groups, or just you personally. Set a goal.
Yeah.
I'm going to write 150 things down.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to give $150.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 150 projects
yeah.
in my house. I'm going to knit 150 toques, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
We all deserve this. We've all earned this chance to celebrate and go, hey, you know what? We are kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got stuff we got to sort out, but it starts with thinking, I can do this.
Yeah. yeah. Well, if you don't think about the future, then future vision don't.
No.
Like, you know, like you just, it's really hard to have a common vision unless you're actually having an active conversation yeah. about the future. So if we do that in this way, using arts and literature and activity and everything, talking about the future, that we tend to have, you know, we'll find things in common.
Absolutely.
Like, wow, you know, I want to see that happen too.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
you know,
work together.
I mean, I wish we could have badges. I actually looked online. How much are badges? But so you could like be like a Girl Scout and I got my hiking badge on Canada 150.
Oh, or, yeah.
You know, it'd yeah. be fun. I mean, but we could do that and social media anyway, but you go for 150 hikes.
Yeah.
That's one every 2 days.
Yeah. And you can do it because we have 300 trails totally, in the shoe swap.
Right?
it's no problem.
So, and then the next thing is if you are planning something personally or for your community and you want to share, you know, let us know. Email me at the city. You can go on the Facebook page. You can follow us at chushuapevent.com/Canada150. All of the events will be listed there. There isn't much there now because we're still sorting out dates and places and logistics. And
yeah. But within, like, by the end of the year, you should be able to get on there.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if you're planning an event, mm-hmm. you want to get on there and see what other things are happening on that date.
So my plan from the committee perspective is to have every event we know of that's been confirmed on Shushuap event before the next time we meet in November.
Right. Okay.
That was my commitment to the group. Yeah. So I'm going to do that and I'm sure I'll be impressed. Now I'm worried. I hope I haven't forgotten any of them. Right.
But well, that'll be very apparent yes. once it's up there.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't make me guess. If I get it wrong, shoot me an email and say, no, it's not Tuesday. It's Thursday or
yeah.
it's not free. It's $5 or,
yeah.
And that's the other thing is the groups that you belong to, it really is an important way to bump up your own fundraising, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and we can work together to get more people out. You know, that's better for everybody involved.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's not even about your own event. You can actually piggyback, provide a service to another event.
Sure. Right?
Like if your group isn't, this is okay. I got a great story that was okay. told to me at the Arts BC conference a couple years ago, where the Arts Council in a small community was trying to figure out a way to engage youth. And they were trying to come up with ideas to do youth projects and and it turns out, you know, they just didn't have much connection to youth to really understand what they could do to provide a service for, that they would utilize. But the teenagers of a, you know, of a school got together to do some event. I can't remember what it was. And so what the Arts Council did is they just set up a hot dog booth
there.
Like, that's all they did. Yeah. They just like, well, we're not organizing that, but we support that because it's engaging youth. So they showed up. They sold hot dogs for cheap, popcorn, random, you know, things and just made sure that they were fed.
Absolutely.
So it was perfect. So you can do that. You can mm-hmm. support another event with your organization mm-hmm. without a whole lot of planning or,
yes.
you know, fuss or muss, just help supporting the yeah, idea and of the party.
The service groups, the Rotaries, the Elks, the yeah. Knights of Columbus. I mean, they all, you know, I don't know Lions anymore. No.
I don't know if they're very active here.
But, you know,
I know
squadrons,
they are
like cadets,
other communities,
all but guides, scouts. You know, those are yeah. opportunities for them to play a supporting role and
yes.
to make a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to play a leading role and make maybe a lot of money.
Yeah,
and I guess it's not about the money; it's about the opportunity to use this celebration to amp up your own goals yeah. and objectives, right?
Yeah.
And to reach your, you know, to fulfill your own strategies.
Yeah. So here's the other thing,
yes.
the other side of that coin. All of our local businesses who are unbelievably awesome at supporting
yes.
events will probably be asked a lot.
Yeah. You'll be asked to donate quite a few things. So, but that has to be part of your strategy. If you're going to give, what are you going to give to? Are you going to give?
Yeah.
Are you going to focus on seniors or youth
yeah.
or heritage or arts? Or
yeah.
So those are decisions we're all going to need
yeah.
to make. And that was my last point is, not everybody has to have an event. Not everybody has to set a goal. But everybody can make a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So even if a business were to write a check for $150 with Canada 150 in the subject line and give it to your favorite charity and say, you know what, go and have some,
yeah,
go do something.
Yeah.
Right? And thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
Or put up a maple leaf in your window or, you know, it can be because we're lucky we have, you know, 15,000 cars and trucks drive through Salmon Arm every day. Let's give them a reason to stop. Hey, come on in.
Yeah.
Right? Come and Ooh. Have a teaspoonful of Canada.
Oh, that just gives me an idea about Ooh. Visual for the highway.
Yeah, good.
Oh, it's percolating.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd still like to do the big birthday card, but we'll see if we can get that done.
Well, you see, that was the interesting thing about your structure in the beginning of the Canada 150 committee mm-hmm. is like, okay, it's a birthday party. What do we got to do?
Mm-hmm.
So all the things involved with planning a birthday party, the invitations,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cake, mm-hmm. the celebration, what's the candles, what's the take, what's the goodie bag?
What are the
what's
games? The,
yeah,
what
the,
songs
that's right.
are we going to sing?
Exactly.
What games are we going to play?
Yeah. All of those things are part of the planning.
Yes.
It was kind of a fun way to
yeah.
figure out how we need to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. What yeah. gift will we, what is our legacy?
Well, you see, that is the final piece of the puzzle. What is the gift? What is the gift to
yeah.
Salmon Arm that will be here forever? well, maybe not forever, but, you know, for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
Some of the things that were done in this Canada Centennial Year, like the flame, right, at Parliament Hill. There's things that are permanently...
Or the expo in Montreal. Yeah. It's still there.
So
or Habitat is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how might we see that happen in Salmon Arm? Mm-hmm. What thing do we want to give ourselves as a gift that would be here for a very long time?
For them.
And make us remember. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I remember that year. That was so fun.
Yeah.
We had such a party.
And there's... So a number of groups have applied for Canada 150 funding through the federal government. We're still waiting to hear, but those are legacy building pieces. One of them would maybe be that the Canada map.
Yeah.
Right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
In front of the gallery.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
So we would replace... So the proposal calls to replace the brickwork in front of the gallery and make using recycled rubberized tires, colored tires, and make a map of Canada. So when visitors come to see us, they can stand where they're from and take their picture, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, even that you could turn into a
fundraiser
because you could say to the community, okay, for $150, you can sponsor your town, the place that you, because not all of us came from here.
Buy all of New Brunswick.
You can have New Brunswick for $150 bucks.
Yeah.
No, I bet you I know who would buy.
Oh, no.
St. John or Moncton or, right? I think that would be a great legacy. And then that money gets turned into another project. So,
yeah.
Of course, it wouldn't be right in the map. It would have to be aside.
Yes. But there's still, I mean, there's just so many good public art ideas. You know, there's that are some not
trail ideas. There's some, you know.
I just want to say there's not necessarily, for public art, it's not always a sculpture up on a, you know, big cement pillar.
No. Right?
You have to think sort of multidimensional, activating our spaces in town. Like on the trails, in already existing parks and things like that. It's the same thing, enhancing, right? So it's not about decorating. It's just about choosing how to design it, like we talked about so many times before. Designing it so that it's more of a community gathering space, but with a specific theme of celebrating this particular time in our history.
This particular time,
So think about all kinds of places and spaces we could do this with.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the provinces... organizing things. The Ministry of Transportation is refurbishing the BC stops of interest signs on the highway.
Oh, wow.
Something that hasn't really been done for many years. So there's a great amount of opportunity. We just have to commit to the process.
Right.
And we have to commit to the concept of, hey, why don't we make this a Canada 150 themed event?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now... As the art world turns, a dramatic moment in the arts.
Well, speaking of mixing up the media and taking public art outside the box, the dramatic moment is a total mix of art and nature.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
There are Canada 150 tulips.
Yeah. And they're so beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Because somebody had mentioned it to me, like, oh, yeah, there's Canada 150 tulips. They're red and white. I'm like, seen them. But... if you look online and look at the picture of them, they really are like
designed. It's a white background. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the red flame almost.
That's right.
In
the,
them.
The flame, this red streak kind of bleeds out to look like a maple leaf. Mm-hmm. It looks like a flag.
It's astounding.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So the city has procured a number of them, but they're also available at local nurseries and you can, you know, Canada 150 your garden.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, I hope lots of people do a red and white theme for their garden.
Absolutely.
Next year.
It doesn't, as I say, it doesn't have to be a big deal. Or maybe, you know, put a flag up or or something.
Yeah. But flowers. Like,
I know.
It's just like, come on. It can be that simple.
It can
right?
be that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I just think it's so clever. I don't know how dramatic it is, but...
It's dramatic.
But it involves some planning,
Somebody
right?
had to design it.
Absolutely.
And select it.
And say, hey, I know, why don't we do this?
How can they make that happen? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the process by which you can make a maple leaf in a tulip?
Yeah.
Right? Like, somebody had to really...
engineer it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so there'll be lots of products. There are lots of business opportunities for visitors. There's... you know, if you're in the t-shirt business, might I suggest some red and white? You know, like, seriously, there's so much.
Some Canada A shirts.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And if you go on the Government of Canada's website, I think it's canada.gc.ca/1Canada150, there's guidelines for use of the the brand mark.
Oh, yeah.
You're allowed to use it. It belongs to all of us, you know. You just have to get approval for what you're doing to make sure that it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But so then lots of opportunities there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd be silly just to...
Appropriate. I'm sorry. Now I'm imagining all kinds of inappropriate Canada 150
You never events. Know, right? There just has to be, there has to be a process.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
But I mean, I think about like one of my favorite, I think part of the reason I work in design is because I love the centennial design work that was done.
Yeah. It was inspiring for you?
Absolutely. Hmm. I have pieces of it at my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It inspired a lifetime
Absolutely.
Of design.
The colors, the, right?
Yeah.
The shape, the symbolism.
You should write a little story about that.
Oh, maybe I should.
Yeah.
I have to write something for the Shuswap Community Foundation because they're great supporters of the event. And, of course, their annual insert in the Observer is coming out soon. So I said I would write a little something, but maybe I can go with that.
Yeah.
Awesome. And Thank then, you. that then, was on my list.
Yeah. And then maybe you could submit it to like some kind of federal committee to share.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I think they'd like to know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they changed the course of a life.
That's right. And so the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, which is the federation that represents all the municipalities in Canada. Well, most of them, some aren't members, which mm-hmm. is too bad because it's awesome. But, Salmon Arm is a member, and they work with the federal government to negotiate, you know, infrastructure plans and mm-hmm. Gas tax. No, not gas tax, but different funds that are come from the federal government are managed through FCM. They do a lot of international development work. They also teach us how to be better, you know, administrators and managers and, you know, what the future looks like. Anyway, they're totally running with this Canada 150 thing. So what they've asked communities to do is nominate one champion from every municipality to further build a network of, hey, what's going on in your town? What's going on in your town? What's going on? Gee. Anyway, so I'll be doing that for Salmon Arm, and I'm Yay. Super excited.
Congratulations.
So I get to be, you know, we get to share our story with the rest of the country.
And you're the perfect person because you get so excited.
There's lots of perfect people. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it's exciting for me, and it involves a lot of social media, and it's my favorite thing to do is brag about, hey, we're awesome.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's where a lot, you have a lot of skills, but that's a one skill. You brag with class.
Oh, thanks.
I really appreciate that.
That's right. If you're going to brag, stay classy.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting, and I mean, I'm curious to see what other communities are doing. I'm hopeful that some of our Canada 150 grants from the feds will come through. I think it would be important.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about big cities. It's about little cities and rural areas. And
yeah, absolutely.
And finally, I want to say that we live so close to such a significant historical stop.
Yeah.
The last spike.
Yeah. That is a potential event / project that could be sort of encompassed by a lot of organizations. Yeah.
And we forget that we live near the last spike.
And have national scope.
Absolutely. You
know, because that's one of the criteria that the Heritage Canada grants are based on, mm-hmm. is that whatever your project is, it has to have national mm-hmm. scope. So some of our stuff doesn't really qualify.
Of course it's not in Salmon Arm. It's not in Sikkimoose. No. It's in Craigellachie. Craigellachie. So, you know, like everybody says it differently.
Like everybody from the Kicking Horse West kind of owns that.
In Scotland? Maybe we should.
Yes.
We should maybe look them up and say, hey, dudes, why don't you come for a visit?
That'd be fun.
Okay. For a wee visit.
Yes.
Hey, that'd be fun. Okay, I'm going to do that.
She's writing that down. That's going to be a thing.
Well, it's not my jurisdiction, but I will share it.
But it's part of the CSRD's area, right?
It's such a big deal.
We could absolutely.
I was thinking like hike to the last bike or bike to the last bike.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but then the biking thing. So when I was coming home from Alberta over Thanksgiving, we pressed the odometer right at the last bike to see, I think it's like 47 or 52K or something.
Yeah.
Which is not that bad of a bike ride, but there's just this little wee bridge right before the turnoff. And I think, oh, that would be a flipping nightmare on the highway. But
yeah, there's no alternate path.
I don't know. Oh. I just have to talk to Phil.
Let's talk to Phil.
Yeah. So I want to thank the Lori at the Trail Alliance for raising that, because one of the things that happens is there's so much excitement and everybody's doing their thing. Sometimes we forget the most obvious one.
Yeah.
And to me, it's the last bike.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And it's a beautiful, like they just did the trail dedication for North Fork Wild.
Yes.
And that's so close by. I don't know. There's got to be.
Yeah. So if you're listening and that's your thing.
That's your thing.
Yeah. Do you know what the committee, email us, reach us on Facebook. Don't be shy. Please don't wait to be asked. That's the other thing. People say, well, I never heard about that.
Nobody told me.
And you know what? It's really hard to tell everybody personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, watch the papers, watch social media.
Yeah.
Read your council minutes, you know?
Yeah.
There's a time going on.
You have to make an effort, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you feel left out, it's not intentional.
Yeah, no.
It just means we haven't reached you in your way quite yet, but we will.
And there's so much more than that we haven't talked about today. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of First Nations and Aboriginal content that we are talking about and partnerships.
Trail development partnerships.
Yeah. So there's lots going on. So you just have to kind of check in and see what's happening already. Yeah. And then if you think there's something awesome that should happen and it's not yet happening, then join this committee.
And we all have a certain level of expertise and a contribution that we can make. I mean, we're smart, we're savvy, whatever you think you can contribute, thank you. You know, whether it's taking tickets at the door or running a bar or making change or building a trail, make it yours, own it and thank you. Like that's what we need.
Yep. Yeah. And do you know what would be good for the Voice of the Shoe Swap to do?
What would be good for the Voice of the Shoe Swap?
Well, there should be some Canada programming.
Sure.
Right? Where we focus entirely on Canadian musicians.
My goodness, how fun that would be. Yeah. Okay, so the $100 I'm going to give to keep the music playing.
Yeah.
I think I was going to do, I wanted to do a Christmas. Oh, my name escapes me. The Messiah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's one of my favorite pieces of music. But maybe instead I'll just do Canada Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, it'd be not that hard to do Canada Hour. We have pretty awesome selection of musicians.
Or it could be Quebec Hour.
But
New Brunswick Hour.
Well, exactly. That's for sure something you can focus in on and say, okay, I really want to feature the musicians from this area.
Sure. So if you grew up in Newfoundland and you live here now and, $100, keep the music playing and maybe we'll play Newfoundland music for an hour. That you can ask that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's a legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. And my $100, I got my an hour for my daughter's birthday in November. So I picked all her favorite music.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's just a fun
gift, I just have to get my list together.
Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to this show. It'll be totally not a surprise.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
They often forget to listen to the show. So, yeah. It probably won't happen, but it's kind of a fun concept. And then you can pick, there's a lot of open spaces on the schedule. So you can pick your hour. So you'll know that, if you're dedicating it to somebody that they're home.
Yeah. And as important as commercial radio is and national radio is, it can only happen at the community radio level.
Yeah.
You can't do this anywhere else.
No.
Right.
Where else could you get an
hour
of music?
Because these airwaves
that
are invisible are actually quite expensive.
Yeah.
We've got to talk into mics and these mics are attached to computers and the computer's attached to Eric and Eric's making all the levels work. And we have space that we have to rent and a tower that has to be maintained.
I think that's a huge one.
It's important to remember that this costs money, but it also adds value.
Yeah.
So for $100, you could add so much value, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really important to think about those things. So we're always looking for sponsors. Maybe your business wants to sponsor some Canada 150 programming. We'll do the work. All you have to do is write the check. Right?
Yeah.
So,
and we're happy to receive. Lots of people come into the Art Center and they've got ideas, right? Here's what you should do. I'd like you to see this. Maybe you guys should think about this. And we nod and smile. And sometimes the ideas are good and we can integrate them somehow. But you know what's really awesome is when somebody says, here's my check. You put it to whatever programming needs my support.
Mm-hmm.
That we love.
That's right.
Because there's so many good ideas.
And
there's
it's so hard to say, how would you like to pay for that? Right?
Yeah.
Businesses are good at that. Nonprofits, not so much.
Yeah.
So when people say, why can't we have this? Or why can't we have that? I say, yeah, of course we could. How much would you like to pay for that?
Yeah.
And they just look at me like, wow. I don't want to pay anymore. And I'm like, well, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
That's why I'm happy to make taxes.
Nothing personal, right?
Yeah. I like to have services.
Yes.
I like sidewalks cleared of snow, mm-hmm. and I like to have roads to drive on.
Mm-hmm. It is especially busy this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get all the road stuff done before the winter comes.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, every time I hear people getting all uppity about taxes, I get mad because I do like that there's a hospital and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Comes in handy.
Yeah. So if you're looking for arts events information, you can check our website at simonarmartcenter.ca. On the participate page, we list arts events by date. So that's a great way to find out what's going on in the next couple months. However, once you're looking at the big schedule, the big scheme of things, shoeshopevent.com will have
all kinds of events.
Oh,
yeah. There's so much.
You got
every single weekend.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, I think, you know, props to Roxy and her team at Shoeshop Events. She's doing this out of the kindness of her heart.
Yeah.
And she's building a media company mm-hmm. that has thousands and thousands of views, all because she said, you know what, I'm going to do this for the town.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful.
Well, it's been like, it's one of those things that's been a gap, right, for mm-hmm. so many years, but it's been impossible to try to coordinate mm-hmm. all the different sectors, you know, in arts and sports and historical and everything, right? Mm-hmm. How do you coordinate the people when everybody's limited resources are, you know, already dedicated to just promoting their own thing?
Yes.
So it has been kind of identified.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's and I know it's been tried in the past, but I think it's a sign of our, we're an emerging power. We're an emerging small city power, mm-hmm. if there is such a thing.
Small city power.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. It's true. Salmon Arm. We're cutting edge.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So everybody get out there, figure out a way to contribute, participate, or somehow organize an event in Canada 150.
Yeah. And have let fun. Us know what you decide.
Yeah.
All right. Go Canada.
Go Canada. See you next time.